boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. We're up and early on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Some up earlier than others.
Yeah. You calm your mouth.
Someone was late.
I am Vicky B. We got Sarah over there.
Oh, hey.
Mouthing off is Melissa.
What ebbs?
And we also have Kiana.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I hate you all.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, if you'd like to communicate with us, Kiana, what's the phone number?
You can give us a call. Our number is 253-271-9343. And we also have an email address. It's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook page, thebroadcast999, and then the Twitter page, thebroadcast999. And now Instagram, actually.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Bring out that Insta.
Insta. And that's just thebroadcast999 as well.
Give us a follow. We'll show you our goodies. Well, Vicky will. We'll send you Vicky's goodies.
Which is just a little bag full of candy. Let's be honest. But we do have some emails that we haven't gotten to because Melissa hasn't been here for a minute. And so I've kind of
like
designated you.
Yeah.
Yeah, designated you the email queen. I did read one email last week, but.
Yeah. Okay. So we have two, actually. They're from mid-March. I don't know what. It's April.
Oh, that's that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not that bad. And actually, they're both from Cassian, who just loves emailing us.
We love you, buddy. She's just mad because she has to read. And,
I know, and like
and she can't read.
I can't read, especially in an accent. So I'm.
Well, I know. No, Sarah said that you. Have, Sarah said she had a before the show started. Sarah said she had to read them in an accent.
I did.
It's because of Facebook drama that we do on the morning show.
Yes, and I'm feeling an Irish accent at the moment. So
I think, I think Sarah
happening.
Should read one of the emails then.
Oh
she's
my God.
The one coming up with this idea.
Yes. I can't do accents though.
No, you can make voices.
I'll read one of the emails, but. I'm really bad at emailing.
You
I mean, mess. I mean, even talking, I'm bad at talking. So
in an Irish accent, if you could.
I don't think she can.
Okay.
Long time no write, but I feel.
No, I can't even.
Damn it, Sarah.
But I feel like the last two podcasts warrant some feedback.
Huh? Warrant some feedback.
Warrant?
We see, I don't even
warrants.
Know what it means.
It means
like
that
it
they
needs
some feedback, basically.
Oh. Oh my gosh, this is gonna take a while.
We're gonna dissect your email,
buddy.
If you
can skip like 10 minutes ahead if you're listening right now.
Because this is gonna be an us show. Okay. First, I would like to say I appreciate you guys bringing up body shaming and see, I don't even know these big words. Dissuading.
It's okay, I probably don't either. I'm like, oh, read
dissuading.
It.
Wait, no.
This is why I'm the reader, right?
Being influenced by the quote unquote ideal female body. Unquote. Image. I'm a guy, so I can't say I experience the same social pressure, but I definitely feel the pressure to lose weight and get in shape, but not because of any image issue, more for health reasons. And I tend to look at others the same way. Well, that's good. Well, moving on to the next podcast about catcalling, I feel it's a bizarre way to compliment a person, but as long as unwanted catcalling isn't continued, it shouldn't be a problem. For me, I just wish I could tell someone they look beautiful without any stigma of hitting on them or being creepy, because I see a lot of beautiful people in my day-to-day, but fear that telling this to someone would be as seen as unprofessional. Okay, that was a run-on sentence. I learned that in school, and whoa, you needed to put some periods in there.
Some commas, some Oxford commas.
Woo. Even though I know it may just make their day. That is all I have. Keep up the podcast. Sincerely, Cassian the German.
Oh my God.
Cassian, right?
That was good.
That was great. You read good.
I need some water. I read really good.
She speak good. No, but talking about the whole catcalling thing, like, it's interesting because guys really can't go up to a woman. I feel like it sucks. Like, they can't just be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I think you're beautiful. Have a great day. Because it will come off as either flirting or creepy, unnecessary, what is it, contact. Unless you're really hot. That's the rule, right? Like, unfortunately. It's like, if you're hot, you can get away with anything.
Unless like you just, like, walk away.
Yeah, if you just say it and then
don't expect anything.
Away.
Don't respect a response. Just walk away. I think that might work. Because, like, I had that where I was talking to this gal. And, like, because I do have another job. And I'm a server. And so she was just super bubbly and super sweet. It was actually last night. And her boyfriend or her husband was from Europe, so he didn't really speak that great of English, but she did. And I'm like, okay, well, the beverage you wanted, we're out of stock. She's like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll find what we want. And just super just fun and, like, just larger than life, and I had to stop and tell her, I'm like, I just want to say I love your energy, I love your vibe, I love your personality, and it's just like really, like, it made me feel a lot better.
It's refreshing,
for today.
Yeah.
It's really refreshing, and I just feel like I wanted to tell you that. And she's like, oh my god, thank you, like, that's how I believe. I feel like we should be able to compliment each other, and I did that yesterday too. It's like, I think it means more coming from a woman if you compliment another woman, especially a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and then they don't necessarily think you're macking on them.
Yeah. But there was this gal, she was wearing like a daisy print, like the little cartoon daisy almost print dress.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like floral Doc Martens, like Doc Martin boots that have like a bunch of flowers on them, and she had like banana earrings.
Jesus.
And just like, I'm like, that's awesome. Like,
show your stuff, girl.
Like, do you? You know, like right now, I'm just wearing leggings and my hair's all a mess. I'm like, I'm doing me right now, and it's not looking as cute as that.
Did you tell her that she?
Yeah, and
good?
I'm just like, I'm just gonna say that you, all of you, right now are freaking adorable. And aww, she just lit up. She was super excited because she wasn't expecting it, and it was just. I like doing that sort of thing because I feel like if you do one thing, like something nice, say something nice to somebody, then maybe they'll say something nice to someone. And I feel like women's worst enemy isn't men. It's actually other women.
Yeah. Yes,
it's
agree.
So weird, though, because now, especially living in Seattle, and we're so like okay with, whoa, I'm sorry, I'm going in and out, with like gays and like all of that. Like now I'm even like, I'm not second guessing, but I feel like I have to be like, hey, I'm not trying to be creepy, but I think you're like really beautiful, even to a girl now. Mm-hmm. Because now I feel like everyone thinks they're hitting on everyone.
Well, I mean, you can just bring it. It's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that you like, I like your presence, and it's like, you're, it's really refreshing to see or something.
But if I think someone's really pretty, like, I'm going to tell them, like, I think you're really pretty. But now like everyone thinks like, oh, well, what is, like, is so she hitting on me?
Well, I'd be like, I'm not hitting on you.
Not trying to be weird, but you're hot.
If I was a dude,
I'd tap that. Yeah. If I was gay, oh my gosh, I would have you in my mouth.
What? God damn it. You mean her tongue, right? That's making out, kissing. That's not dirty, right? I don't think that one. Anyways, but like thoughts. Have you guys ever done anything like that? Or had anybody come up to you and say something like that?
Oh, I had this waitress at Red Robin this one time. Mm-hmm. This was years ago, and she was mixed and like,
what kind of mix?
Like half black, half white. Mm-hmm. And she was gorgeous. And then I was even creepier, and I saw she was wearing like a ring, and so I was like, right as I say, like, I'm not gay. No, but like, and she was serving, and I was like telling my friends, like, I was so like, dude, I think this chick is so beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. Like, whoa. And so I was like, you gotta have to tell her. So then I told her, and then I told her that I see she's wearing a ring, and then I was like, dude, your man, whoa, you need to tell your man that he is a lucky one because you are gorgeous. And she like was like flattered, but like
creeped,
I think,
out.
A little creeped out.
Like a little like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then she was like, can someone else have that table?
I'm taking my lunch break now.
Bye. Bye, Felicia. But yeah, it was
awkward.
I will always remember her.
Oh.
Always.
In my heart.
Red Robin.
And my Red Robin server that one time in Bellevue. Yeah. You're
the funny one that got away.
Because she was married.
She was never mine.
She was never. Anyway, was my girl.
No, I don't think I've ever done that, just because I don't have the confidence to do that. I'm such a quiet person.
Would you like to start? Because I'm looking real good over here.
I don't know over there, Sarah.
You and your yoga pants and your hoodie.
Whoa,
beach patrol.
So sexy. This outfit took me like a while.
I could tell. You spent a lot of time this morning getting ready.
Dude, I actually kind of did, just because I really wanted to wear sweatpants, but then I couldn't rock the sweatpants and the sweatshirt.
You have to get ready to wear sweatpants?
Well, like, you can't wear like a baggy sweatshirt and a baggy pair of sweatpants.
And I really didn't want to wear real underwear. But with Lulu or with yoga pants, you have to, or you get your underwear line, but my everything is not feeling a thong. So in conclusion, since you guys wanted to know, I'm not wearing panties, no.
Nice. Right. I should title the episode.
I was wondering about today, Sarah.
I was looking. I'm like, wow, those pants. You really can't see the panty line. I wonder if she is.
Just wait until you stand up later
and watch. I know actually somebody did say something really nice to your table when you were being served somewhere, Melissa, but it wasn't directed towards you.
That's embarrassing.
It was directed to her boyfriend. Technically about her boyfriend.
His hair was on fleek.
It was that guy that
probably
loved him.
We went to like, what's it called? Wing something.
Wingdom?
Wing somewhere zone? In Bellevue, or not Bellevue.
The wing, there's a wing dome and a wing
zone.
I don't know,
some wing place. And our waiter was very flamboyant, and he just had to let me know that even if my boyfriend beat me, I should stay with him because...
What?
It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he doesn't, thank God, but... okay, can I have my wings now? Like,
because he's like, because he looks like one of the Hemsworth brothers.
Yeah, and we actually went.
Wow.
How does that conversation even get brought up at a table? Like, did he just?
I know,
like,
no, he's just like, I just wanted you guys to know.
Who cares?
Like, you're really cute. You look like one of those Hemsworth boys. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just sitting there like, okay, stay away from my man.
I love that you're like the only one that's threatened by a gay guy. Like, when Thor is like the least, like, I don't think I could ever see him swinging that way. Tahiti Steve, on the other hand, who was our other roommate, if, like, you know, I feel like if he was drunk enough and it's like, hey, buddy, help a buddy out, like, maybe the possibility is a little better. Not so much with Thor.
Yeah.
I think I could see Steve.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he likes to get his butt touched, but.
No, he doesn't, but I mean, I'm saying, like, he might help a brother out, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
I know what you're saying.
For those at home, I did a gesture,
a swinging gesture of sorts.
I know, it's actually a pretty impressive situation this guy's going on.
I was going to say, that is
pretty huge.
It's actually frightening.
Two-handed, man.
Yeah, no, that's...
All right, I wish we could actually say it, but nope. Anyways, what's the second email?
Okay, so I'll just read this one because I'll probably be a little faster.
Melissa is all kinds of sassy this morning.
Feisty.
Okay, so this is from Cassian as well. It's from the next day, March 15th. It's entitled Feminism and Dating to Marry, and I obviously wasn't around, so I have no idea what he's talking about. Anyway, so he says, so I think Vicky needs to redefine what she considers as feminism, because I've had to do the same.
Ooh.
Yeah. I consider a feminist someone who is working towards and fighting for equality between both genders. Radical feminists, also known as feminazis, seek to elevate women over men or make all men pay for something bad a man has done before. I've met these people, and it's sad to see my own gender having twisted a nice person into a person of hate and anger. And then he goes, you guys mentioned when dating, you date for the long term. Essentially, if you can't see marrying the person, then you break it off. I feel the same way. I'm definitely a goal-oriented person, and I don't feel the need to sleep around and date. I just want a partner that I can spend my life with.
Aww.
So sweet. P.S. I'm liking the steady influx of podcasts. Until next time, Cassian the German.
I like this dude. Mm-hmm. I like you.
You and Sarah can't read your emails.
Yeah, even though she can't read.
Yeah, you use big words but and run-on sentences. But it's fine.
But, like, yeah, it sucks because feminism used to be about equality, and it was the feminazis that I think ruined it for me. I'm not saying that, like, I get it. I know. But I just like to say I'm an equalist instead of a feminism until more girls kind of fight back the men-hating feminists. So that's just my vibe. I'm all for equality. I say ladies should kick ass. I want to see more girl scientists. I want to see girls doing what they want to do, like, not be tied down. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, you know, take care of your babies, then freaking do it. That's, like, what feminism is. It's about choice. And, like, that's funny because Family Guy is the one that, like, had the best sentence about it. It was, like, one of the earlier episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And one girl's like, or one lady who's a super feminazi, she's like, well, it's like, you should be proud that your husband is working so hard so that women like you can be more than just a housewife. She's like, I like being a wife and a mother. And it's like, and feminism is about choice. So if I wanted, like, I could choose. I choose to be a mother and a housewife.
It's about having the opportunity to do what you want to do.
Yeah,
and if you want to stay at home, like you said.
Yeah.
I feel like we have that nowadays, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just spend a lot of time on the internet and I see a lot of the, like, negative sides of it. And I actually know some of these people. Like, they're friends of friends, or I've met them at, like, certain events. And
they're, like, not.
And,
they,
like,
don't.
And I'll be friends with them on Facebook, and I see the crap they post. I'm just like, are you serious? Calm down.
Is it, like, do they think they can't be, like, a doctor?
No, they just, like, they feel like the whole world is oppressing them and telling them that they shouldn't be.
What?
Or that they can't. So they feel like they've been, like, and I get, like, women, there's a lot of stuff that we've been told that we can and can't do, even if it's something little. Like, I always was told, like, oh, you can't really be funny because you're a girl, like,
what?
Like, be, like, kind of, like, and like, I've always loved being kind of the goofy one, and, like, you can't do this because you're a girl, and, like, I understand that, but I haven't really, I don't know, like, I feel like that's the worst.
I guess, yeah, I didn't really grow up with that, and that's the thing that bothers me, is I was always told I could do what I wanted to do, and even through school, I've never really experienced too much of this quote unquote oppression. I mean, pay wise, yeah, I just see it in the work field, but
like compared to a dude, if you guys had the same job,
probably wow. there might be a difference. I mean, not necessarily where I work, but I'm just saying in general. Just a general statement about it, but. I don't know. I was never told I couldn't do anything because I was female. So, and I've just never thought that way. So,
yeah, I haven't either.
I haven't either. That's why it just didn't even come to mind.
I do think it's really like fascinating when I think of jobs and like there are just a lot more. Like when I watch Chopped or something and like if there's one girl and like with three guys, they're like, oh, I'm going to take down all these guys, chefs, you know, or the guys are like, I can't have a female beat me. It's like, this is strange. Why? It should be all about your talent. Mm-hmm. Like, or all the like jobs that are just a lot about guys, like are very like firemen, mostly men, policemen, mostly men.
Well, those are like, kind of jobs that, I mean, I hate to say this, I don't know if a female can maybe necessarily do it as well as a male. And that just comes to physicality, and that's not mentally something that they can't
like
do.
The girls that like I have seen that are cops or firefighters, they are freaking like built, like they have to. Like, and it sucks. So sometimes, like biologically speaking, we have to work twice as hard to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So you have to really not only have like the physical endurance, you have to have the mental and emotional endurance. And like, and it has been such a guy's workspace for so long. So like when girls come in, they like, I get wanting to have a safe space for you. You should never feel uncomfortable where you work, but understand that it is a transition. Like you can't get like a bunch of like locker room guys to like immediately like change their personalities. Because again, it's supposed to be a safe space for them. So to tell men, oh, you can't be saying this. Like, I don't feel like you should ever have anything said to you, anything directly. Because I've had an experience recently where I've seen somebody like say something that wasn't necessarily directed to anybody and got fired for it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, I don't think it should matter, but I think we should have a little bit more, like, not feel like we're being attacked necessarily, but also not attack, regardless of your gender. It's like, oh, you're a girl and we have to change our ways. It's like, oh, you're a guy and I'm a girl here, so you have to change your ways. Yeah. Like, why can't we just let's just try to be cool.
Let's work together here.
It's like, okay, if I don't really like this, and I don't, like, it's like, maybe, like, could you not do this around me? And then it's like, hey, maybe, like, could we do, like, you know, understand that we do this, you know, I don't know. Be happy reasonable. Medium. Be reasonable. Reasonable.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how, like, I feel like I'm so in Seattle and so in my own, like, because I've never experienced any of that female thing. And then, like, with this whole, like, what's that word? Republicans and Democrats. What's that whole word? Politics. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, well, anyway, wow. I don't follow.
It's early morning.
Come on. It's Saturday. I'm drinking again. I drank last. Anyway, but.
No wonder you have a big thing of water.
I gotta rehydrate. So, but I didn't, like, I'm so in my own little world. And then, like, I don't even know what I was trying to say. You guys lost my train of thought. But how, like, so with us, and I feel like we're so liberal, like, I never have that female thing. And then with this whole, like, I forgot the word again.
Politics.
Oh my gosh. This whole running. And I learned all about caucusing last weekend, like, all about a huge thing. And, like, how everyone is just, how Seattle is so liberal. And I'm so in that circle, you know, that, like, there are other people, like, with Trump and, like, how they're so down with that and they really believe that.
It's so hard for you to understand that.
I was, like, to my friend, I'm, like, I think I'm, like, ignorant because I'm so, like, how can other people think that? And so when we talk about, like, girls not being able to do or, like, really intense feminist people, there are probably places in, like, this world that, like, it's totally still like that. And guys are so like, no, you belong in the kitchen, go make me a sandwich and do my laundry kind of thing.
It's like a very, very true, especially like the Middle East and even in some Hispanic countries. But like, I feel like there is I come from a long line of very strong Mexican ladies.
Yeah.
And so like I've aunts that own businesses. I have an aunt who's a psychologist and a professor, like, you know, stuff like that, like on my dad's side. But then I have like aunts that are like, hey, I'm going to just work on the farm with my husband and take care of our 5 kids. You know, so it's like, you know, they're all doing their own thing, but you don't mess with these ladies.
Yeah, no, I would not. But it's so weird how we're in our own little world here. And I feel like this world is really, really like liberal and chill. And
I feel like our generation, like, we are like the last like non-technology generation. Like we didn't grow up with technology. Mm-hmm. We kind of got it, you know, slowly put into us.
We are the last. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because like when we were like 5, people didn't really have cell phones.
No.
Or the internet.
Even
really.
Like 10 or for me, like, I remember I had to like there was like, you have 3 minutes left on your phone to right. use, you know? And I was like, hi, I'm just at the store, Dad. I only have 3 minutes on my phone. I gotta go. Like, yeah. that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first kid had a cell phone in like eighth grade, and we were all like, he had a cell phone and an earring. Like, I think he had a lip, an eyebrow piercing. We're like, oh my God, you're so rich.
See, I remember when somebody had a pager. And No, I didn't get a cell phone until I was 16, and the only reason was because I was driving.
Oh, okay.
That and my mom's sense. Like, you're going to have a cell phone just because. But, like, growing up when we were kids, or at least for me, they just said, come home when it's dark.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, that was it. I was 12 years old going to the beach by myself.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a totally different world. Kids are just buried in their phones.
I know. And I used to ever, like, come home, and there were these two friends that would always call, and there would always be a note being like, Sabrina mm-hmm. and Chad called. Yeah. Call them back, you know, because we had a home phone. Yeah. And then we'd be like, Sarah's not home right now. You guys.
I remember that, like, the awkward, like, it's seventh grade, you're calling your boyfriend.
Your crush.
And I'm like, hi, CJ home. And it's his mom. He's like, oh, hey. It's like, is this Vicky? I'm like, yeah. Hi, honey. How's it going? He's not here right now. How's your, like, talking to my ex's mom. I'm like, it's like, good. Oh. I'm 12. This is so scary.
You actually had to remember phone numbers.
Oh, I used to have them all memorized. Mm-hmm.
I still remember all my friends and my home phone number. Yeah. But if you, like, any of your guys's, I'd be like, I have no idea.
If I'm dating anyone, they have to memorize my phone. Like, that is a thing with me. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, first of all, you can flush your phone down the toilet.
Because Sarah's done that.
Contacts donezo, or anything can happen to your phone. And then if you're somehow, like, lock your phone in your car and you're like, hey, can I borrow your phone? And, like, trying to call your girlfriend or boyfriend and then you don't know their number, that is just... Hell no.
Apparently, if you want to date Sarah, you have to memorize
her phone Melissa, number. What's Colin's number?
I have no idea.
Oh! How long have you two been dating?
A little over 2.5 years.
Oh!
Don't need to.
I just proved that you do.
That's what Facebook is. People grab your phone, like, hold on, I gotta send a, like, I'm gonna log you out of Facebook, I'm gonna log in, send a message, hey, lost my phone, you know, come get me.
You locked your phone in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my dad's number. That's the one I need. I don't have a boyfriend.
That's kind of close to a man.
Well, considering I don't have a boyfriend, that's like the only one I really need. I know my dad's. I know my mom's. I know my parents' house number, the one I grew up with. I obviously know mine. I know the radio station's number.
That would be so great if you didn't know your own phone number.
I never called
you'd be
me.
Surprised. You'd be surprised.
Someone asks for your number and you're like, I don't actually know my phone number.
But I think I still remember, like, one of my ex's phone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just like a weird series of numbers that kind of match. So that's the only reason why. Let's call him.
Oh, yeah. I used to remember, like, all of mine. And then, yeah. I don't know.
No, the only things I remember are my old home phone number growing up and my dad's old cell phone number that he uses for the Safeway club card.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know his number now, so that's not going to help. And then my old best friend from, like, junior high's cell phone number. That's all I know.
You would call her in need because you're like, I only know your number. She's like, why the hell are you calling me?
I should memorize BJ's. Be like, BJ's, yours is the only number I know. He'd be so pissed.
And confused.
Didn't you read the rules before contacting
him? Yeah, BJ's rule. BJ has a set of rules for contacting him. It's pretty hilarious.
And it's true. He's like, Sarah, why is this guy, like, texting me about this movie? And I'm like, well, he's your friend. I know, but why is he texting me? Like, this isn't an emergency. And I'm like, but this is what
friends... He wants to contact you.
This is what friends do, father. Like, he's like, no. I mean, Facebook message me, maybe, but don't actually text my number. And I'm like,
oh, dad. Old crotchety man.
This is so funny.
Oh, man. Your dad makes me laugh.
We text all the time, though, but he has to deal with me.
Yeah, it's like you have
to. But, like, anyone but... not your family, like, he's confused by it.
He's confused.
If it's
what
not
is
like you need something, you know, like, don't text me just to text me. I'm like,
I think I only did that once, but that's because of a TV show we were watching and I was behind.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When it happened, I just texted him like, what the hell? Like, and I think that was the one time. I even felt uncomfortable. This is before I knew the rules. This was like years ago. So I'm sure he was saying
pre-rules.
Like, what the hell? But I was sitting there like, oh my God. Like, I just needed somebody to, like, freak out over.
Oh yeah. I have that with Mono Nick all the time. Yeah. Like, I never actually do text him, but, like, I want to text him all the time in Survivor.
Uh-huh.
Because we have, like, a Survivor podcast. So
especially
when, like, something epic happens. Or someone sent home, or one of his players gets out, because his player last episode, had to be medically evacuated. So I was just like wanting to text and be like, oh, snap. But then that's what we do like Friday morning. We're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, you're funny. I stopped being on the podcast because I never watched Survivor. So
love it.
That got old real quick.
You're like, I have no input for this.
Exactly. I just make stupid comments. And then I'm sure that got annoying.
You're probably like, that sounds stupid.
That like, show... Totally. I can't believe she did that. God, like, you didn't watch it. I know.
Bitch.
I still
but it sounds
it.
Terrible.
But speaking of foreign places like Survivor or even last episode, we talked about, oh, I'll have you give your input on this too, Melissa. We talked about ultimate treat yourself day.
Mm-hmm. Treat yourself day.
Yeah, because Kiana, we went and got massages. We went and got a fancy steak dinner, walked around Pike Place Market, got her a tattoo. Mm-hmm.
You're so cool.
You got a tattoo?
Oh, yeah, I did.
That is so cool.
Talked about it a little bit last time. I'll show you.
It was the David Bowie. We'll take a picture of
it.
Yeah,
Aladdin.
Put it on
that's
the cool. Instagram.
I really want to get some tattoos.
It's almost healed up right now.
Yay! What's your next tattoo? Oh, did you decide officially?
Well, yeah, there's two actually. Yeah. So
it's
one
still
of
the same.
The Princess Mononoke, Kodama.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So that, and then I also want to have Gambit walk around on a piece of paper so I can get his paw print.
Oh, where would you put that?
I was thinking maybe my shoulder blade.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
It's kind of a sexy place.
Yeah, but I don't know where to go for that. There's one person that I know who's really, really good, but I feel like his talents could be better used on something a bit more, bigger. And then also, he's just
more
super busy. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm next to Sarah. Super pissy?
What? Busy.
Busy.
Oh, busy. Oh.
Yeah. I'm next to Sarah, so, like, I can't think about words today.
You're radiating.
My dumbness. Radiating. Politics. Got it. Remember.
There we go.
Thank you.
I know. Word you're just, like, day. Looking at me like I should know the word you're thinking
I'm
of.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, you're smart. Come on. I can think of Democrats and Republicans. That's all I got.
But I got these, I won a little drawing here at work where mm-hmm. we got these basically coupons from work for like this hotel, and it's like, who wants to maybe win a free stay at a hotel in Ocean Shores? I'm like, heck yeah, sign that up, like when I was on vacation. And I waited until like Monday to come get them because they were in my mailbox at work. I'm like, yeah, I'll just get them later. Turns out they expired on Thursday.
Oh no.
So I'm like, well, I can't
that
do that, I work
sucks.
But Kiana's on vacation.
Oh, this Thursday?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. last, this a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
No, but Kiana's on vacation right now. So I'm like, here, take them. And yeah. She ended up going on vacation.
I did. I did a little mini, less than 24-hour vacation. But it was
You're
a lot of fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like, what would you end up doing? Because, like, where was it? Like, how long did it take you to get there?
Well, I went with our friend Tori. So she didn't get off work till about 4:35. So we headed down there a little bit late. But we got down there. It took about 2.5 hours to get down there. Trekked into the Grey Gull Inn. Really mm-hmm. cute little hotel right on the beach. And it was kind of quiet there when we rolled in. So we just went to the grocery store and got some frozen pizzas. And
hell
they had a
yeah.
full kitchen in the place that we were staying at, which was really nice. It was 2 bedrooms. Really pretty. Great view. We made frozen pizzas and just had girl chat.
Hell yeah.
Woke up the next morning, went down to the beach. You can drive on the beach, which was really cool. So I drove out on the beach a little bit, walked around, took some pictures, and then came back home.
Yeah.
But it was really nice and just relaxing and fun.
And get away for a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Just kind of change the scenery.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
And like the idea of just sitting in a car and then like just hanging out at night, just sitting there and talking.
Yeah. And that's what's nice about it. You know, just chatting. Just good company. Good fun.
And that kind of reminds me of when Melissa and I, we took Tahiti Steve and Thor to, we went to Portland and we did Airbnb.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But we stayed in this gal's house and she had like plenty of space, like plenty of like sleeping space for us. There's 2 bedrooms and then she had like a futon type, like a mattress and like off the living room. It was kind of like a townhouse. But you know, you get a whole kitchen and stuff. Like, I think she's a little paranoid because I think she took everything out of the house. She wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So there was like nothing in any of the drawers or anything. Not
like
that we
no food in the pantries?
Well, like she left some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And she, but like nothing like in her closets or anything like that, which I get. But it was just super nice. Like one night we're like, let's eat, but let's just get some pizzas and play some games and get drunk. And then we'll take a Lyft and go get drunker. Which I love that idea. Like just
that's always
hanging
fun
out.
To
yeah.
me.
And then I have a video of like, I think Colin or Thor dancing and.
Oh, God. Yeah.
His sunburn. Oh, we got so sunburned.
You guys all got sunburned.
Except Melissa. The only one that didn't get summer. We didn't put sunscreen on. We're like, oh, we're only going to be at the beach for like a little bit.
Mm.
And the back of my like calves got super burned.
Ow.
My shoulders.
Too back there.
Steve got his, Tahiti Steve got his neck all burned. Colin, his entire back.
Which he's got rare skin.
He's a white
too.
Boy.
He's a white boy. He's Norse looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was not a good time.
It was a good time for me.
I was laughing.
And I like, laughed and laughed.
The top of my nose might have gotten a little sunburned, but other than that.
Poor you. It wasn't uncomfortable. Like it was.
Y'all whiteies.
It's not white. I never get burnt. That's the thing. That was weird. But then, like, what we did for Colin, we took a towel, we dipped it in water, and we put it in the freezer.
Oh, and it sounds freezing.
We put it on his back. It was so funny.
He probably loved it.
Do you still have that picture? You're behind him, and you look kind of like
look
an evil troll.
I look evil because I'm like, troll. I think I have a video somewhere. See if I can find it, and I'll maybe post it. I don't know. I don't think I have it, though, that I could share it. But I do have an article talking about dating.
Dating.
Mm-hmm. And it was talking about like what is the ideal age difference for lasting relationships. So what's like the weird, like the biggest age difference, even if it's a guy you were just briefly seeing that you guys have had?
Sarah? 3 years.
10 years.
Really?
10 years. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. He was rocking my cradle. Hey, but you know, I'm so mature.
Yeah.
So,
well, like they do say that men take longer to mature than women. So that way, like
truth.
If you find an older guy, you guys are going to have the same maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
Just about. Kiana, what's the largest age gap you've had?
I want to say like, I think it was 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like older guys better. I don't like dating near my age.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think, like, I've got friends that, like, I've hooked up with, like, boyfriend-wise, I think I've only had, like, 6 years. But, like, guys I've dated, I think, have been, like, 12.
Oh.
Because, they seem very young. Like, I'm like, you're not in your 30s. You're in my age. You're just as stupid as I am.
At some point, I don't think it ever changes. Like, you're just as stupid.
You're just going to be stupid forever.
You just hit that. I'm
then
just going to be this stupid. Like, I was out with some friends last night, and we were, like, just eating. And then, like, a server, but wasn't our server, comes and drops our food off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fine. Mm-hmm. And we were all just, like, kind of in shock about how fine he was. And then my friend was like, hey, what's your name? And then he's like, Jake. And then he was like, enjoy your food over there. And then we're all like, woo, Jake was hot. And I was like, did he hear me? Like, oh my God, like straight up girl. And then like there was a piece of paper. One of my friends was like, the server, Jake was hot, called me. And she was like, dude, you guys, we're going to do this like in our 60s. Like we're going to be like, Jake was hot. Like, and I'm like, even when we're married with kids, like this
you're gonna
is going to
be a grandma just goosing. They're like, Jake, let me feel them cheeks.
Let
not
me
those.
Feel them. Yeah. Right.
The
but seriously,
one.
I feel like we're just going to like, you get to a certain age and you're just like, no, this is, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not going to get smarter here.
Yeah. This is me.
This is it.
Yeah.
Well,
at least for me anyway.
According to a 2014 study out of Emory University, it shows how important the age gap actually is between, you know, connected to a lasting relationship.
Oh.
And the study looked at 3,000 people and found that a larger age gap means a more likely chance of divorce.
What?
Yeah. In fact, it found that any kind of gap puts you at a higher risk for divorce. So a 5-year gap means you're 18% more likely to divorce, and it goes all the way up to 39% for a 10-year difference. And for 20 years, it is nearly 100%.
What?
Yeah. So that's kind of weird. Like, that's interesting, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think if maybe, like, the older you get, I feel like, no, the younger you are, the difference. Like, you know, like, we're different parts
of
our life.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's,
right,
like,
now.
It's totally different between, like, a 20-year-old dating a 30-year-old, whereas, like, a 30-year-old dating a 40-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Like, a 30-year-old and a 40-year-old are going to be at a closer stage in life, whereas the 20- and 30-year-old, the 20-year-old's,
very
like,
different.
Getting
yeah.
to know themselves. The 30-year-old's probably ready to settle down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think, like,
that's why I'm shocked that it's, like, more to get divorced rather than like even you know.
Well, like, I mean, like a 50 and a 40-year-old, I feel like that makes more sense. Like, I feel like it's less likely, or 60 and a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's other reasons people are that big of an age difference for getting married and then divorce rate. Maybe monetary reasons. I don't know how much that would skew.
Yeah, like
a thing like that. But you notice younger women marrying older men and then divorcing them for some odd reason or not. Yeah. For, you know.
Or I could totally see, like, I'm 21 years old and I'm going to marry my 31-year-old boyfriend because I really want to get married and have my wedding. And The 31s, you're like, I'm legitimately wanting to settle down. And they're like, oh, wait, no, you still want to party and do stuff. Yeah. I'm ready to, like, do all this other stuff. And that might be part of it, too.
Yeah.
Again, different stages in your life.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's interesting. What's your age gap with Thor? Because you're the only one in a relationship here, Melissa.
We're like not even 2 months apart, so we're not a very good.
Okay. So you guys are meant to be
divorced.
You're meant to be together.
We're going to be divorced forever.
how far age gap would you guys go? Like how?
At this age, when I was 21, I went on a date with a guy who was 28, and that was just way too much for me. Like, maybe it was just his personality because he was so, like, put together kind of a thing. I was not. I'm 21. No.
That was a mess.
Yeah, I was. I was 21 years old. They can't expect me to have, like, all my crap together. But, like, now I think, like, I could maybe do 15 years. Maybe. Like,
older?
He'd have to, 15 years old.
No, younger.
Yeah, I'm like, I love real young. I like the jailbait.
It's middle school, we were talking.
Sarah.
Would you do any younger?
I don't really like younger. Like, maybe a year, but that's, I don't know. Yeah. When a guy's like 20, I'm 23. I'm like, oh my God, you're so stupid. Because I was stupid at 23.
Yeah.
But it's like, it is a big jump, like 3 years, like when we're in our 20s. Because you really are. Like, 23, you're still kind of partying. 26, I feel like you're trying to.
You start to slow down a little
bit. Yeah, I'm slowing it down. I mean, I'm still drinking and partying like a mofo, but I'm still, like, I do feel like I'm trying to get things a little bit more together now.
I wonder if I'll be like that.
You got 2 more years.
I think I've been the exact same since I was turned 21.
No.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
party whore.
Except I've been way more, like, turned off by
stupidity.
Like, relationship. Well, like, marriage and babies and, like, because I was all about that when I was, like, 21. Really want to get married. Really want to have kids. I was on my baby phase. I was like, oh, my God, I want a baby so bad. And now I'm like,
no.
Hell no.
Have you guys all gone through that? Because I had that when I was, like, 18 to, like, 20. Because I was dating a guy for 3 years. And I'm like, okay, well, we've been dating for so long. Then we should be getting married soon or at least talking about it. I'm like, I don't mind waiting for 5 years or, you know, 6 years. I just want to know that we will get married. And he was never about that, which, looking back, I'm so glad he wasn't, because I might have made a stupid decision, you know, 7 years ago.
Well, it's so crazy to me because my friend just got engaged and she's been waiting. Like, she loves this dude. Mm-hmm. Like, ever since I've known her, I thought, like, okay, I'm ready to get engaged. And now, like, it's been almost 5 years and, like, he finally proposed and stuff. And she's, like, floored and really excited. And then I was thinking, wow, like, dating someone for 5 years, that's a long time. But then I'm like, but marriage is for the rest of your life. Five years is nothing compared to the next, like, 60 or something. So then my mind was just, like, blown. And I was like, whoa, maybe I'll, like, be like Nick, who Mononek is on the show, who's just, him and his girlfriend have been dating for, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, and they're so, like, I don't know if I want to get married. I don't know if I want to have kids.
It's like, we're cool.
And I was like, maybe you guys are just really smart.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
I was like, my mind, I don't know, that's been strange about marriage and children and stuff.
I have, like, a weird theory. I mean, I've never really done this, so I can't really say that I'm going to like it. But it's, like, I might do one of two things. Like, if I can't find the love of my life, you know, whatever. Like, when I get to a certain age.
Whatever.
You know, it's a fairy tale. Like, I do want to find somebody I love and marry them and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But if I'm getting to a certain age and I want to have kids, I'm very much considering, like, hey, you and I are really close friends. Neither of us are married, but, like, let's get married for the financial stability and all that stuff and, like, devotion to this child. Like, we're going to be not necessarily husband and wife. We're going to be a partnership. We're going to be a team.
You don't have to get married for that, though.
Like, I would like to.
What? You would marry a friend?
Yeah. I almost married a friend for his green card, like, so he can get a green card, but I don't want to deal with that. He annoys the hell out of me, and he doesn't live with me, so no. You know who you are.
That's so weird.
Like, I've thought about that. Like if I'm 34, 35, and I'm not married, and I want to have kids, like, before they, you know, all dry out.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah. Ooh.
Right.
But don't. But like, you could, like, still, like, have a kid with your friend and be like, yeah, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
But,
like, you don't... So that's weird. Not weird. You can have a kid with your friend, but, like, getting married to them, just signing paperwork. I'm not saying get a wedding or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just sign paperwork and be do all that stuff. That's fine.
Okay. That's so strange.
Go.
But what if you, like, wanted to get a divorce? Like, I feel like that would be just such an S show.
Well, like, if I had the situation, I'd have, like, the world's most solid prenup and have everything. Like, if we were like, hey, the kid's 18, we're, like, we can get divorced, or if we wanted to see other people or whatever. Because, like, the whole idea of getting married isn't that we would be only with each other. Like, sexually.
So you guys would be sleeping with other people.
Yeah, if we wanted to. But
would you guys be living together?
Yeah. Like, I want to give that environment to a kid if I ever chose to go this
route. I don't know if I would like that if my parents were not in love. Like, no, like, but living together, pretending like...
It's not saying that we're pretending. Like, I would want to love this person, but just because we're not romantically in love doesn't mean that we don't love each other and that we don't love this child, right? I don't know.
I feel like it would get so messy. Let's have sex. We're friends. That gets messy. Let's add a child in it. Like, it sounds like a hot
mess. But, like, how is it regular? Regular relationships are pretty messy. Like, hey, we're a...
Yeah, but it usually is stuck together by that love. Like, that's, like...
Yeah, love. That love fades. That totally, like, fades. How many divorce... What's the divorce... the divorce rate right now? It's almost half.
Well, yeah, which is terrible. But... Why? But that's what the whole point of, like... Like, I don't know. That's so weird. I don't think I'd ever marry anyone if I didn't love them. Or, like, right. I feel like it's like a fake house relationship. Like, you're playing house.
A little bit, but it's a whole different style of house. We're in a new generation, a new era. Why not? There's people that, like, live in a house with a bunch of different people, and, like, there's four of them or five people, and they all raise the kid. It's like, hey.
That is so weird. I would have hated growing up in a house
because
you
grew up the way you did, so it's kind of hard to visualize having a different style of family.
Like, yeah, that's like, true. But, like,
I'm sure those kids that are, like, I mean, I would like that. If you guys know anybody who's been in, like, a different type of, a non-traditional family, kind of, like, you have, like,
the sister wives.
Kind of. Like, I was reading, like, one example someone did. It's like, hey, like, I gave birth to this child, but it's not actually mine because this other couple couldn't give birth, but we all raised the kid. So they all live in a house together. So it's like there's the mom and the dad, the woman who gave birth to the kid, and then, like, her significant other. And then there's just, like, you know, like, they all kind of, it's a community, not so much sister wives. It takes a village to raise a child, and that's what they're doing.
I'm way more traditional than that. That is so weird to me.
Which I feel like a lot of this stuff's going to be more prevalent within the next 20 years. We're going to be seeing a lot of these non-traditional families pop up. That's my guess.
That's so weird to me.
I know. The whole idea of open marriages and open relationships, I feel like people are starting to feel like, oh, this is okay. This isn't too bad. So yeah, in 20 years, I feel like it's going to be normal.
Yeah, that's all so weird to me. I don't like it.
You old person thinking.
See, I don't know. I think maybe I don't even think I was raised. I think I was just, like, brought into this world with a very, like, not firm. Like, I mean, do what you want. But, like, for me, if I was brought up like that or, like, nowadays, I don't know. It's just so weird. Yeah. Like when my parents lied to me about Santa Claus and I finally found out.
Were you devastated?
I was. Not that Santa Claus wasn't real, but the fact that my parents lied to me.
You were just
so.
Really?
That's a different thing. That's Sarah.
Like,
just,
disappointed almost?
Like, I was like, I'm never going to trust you again. You guys are, like, lying to me for this many years. Like, are
how
you
could
kidding?
You?
Yeah, seriously, that's how I reacted. And so now, like, even my dad's like, Sarah, I can never and will never ever lie to you. Like, it's because of Santa. Like, if anything's going. Yeah. Like, because I was so.
They didn't know it would affect you that hard.
They were like, what? This is supposed to be like a...
I know. They're like, whoa.
And they were like, how? And so...
Like, oh.
Like, now, like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to tell my child about Santa, but I'm not going to... Because I'm so like that. So, like, I mean, even now, like, if my parents ever got a divorce, I would be like, you guys are stupid for saying I do. Like, that's how I am. Like, do what you want, but, like, you guys made a promise to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm very, like, promises.
I get you.
You don't,
that's one
you
of
know?
Your morals or your values.
Yeah, and I don't think they really instilled that in me. I think I was just, like, that's brought just, to this planet being like that.
I'm curious, like, what happened. Like, if you, psychologically speaking, there was must have been an incident as a child. Like, something that triggered
Santa.
That, like, either. Might have either been Santa or something before Santa to where, like, you don't
Santa
lie to me.
Santa really, like... I mean, I think everyone, my parents were kind of like, whoa, like, okay.
Yeah, that's a little intense,
like,
reaction.
She's, like, blowing up. Like,
I don't think your brother probably didn't react that way.
Oh, he didn't even, didn't care. He doesn't care about anything.
He's like, whatever.
He's like, oh, yeah, I didn't think so. Do we still get presents? Like, can we pretend? But, yeah, and I don't know. I mean, that's definitely, like, the first time I'm like, whoa. Don't lie to me. I don't even care.
See, the way I see it, like, I don't really see it as lying to you. It's instilling a sense of imagination in the child. Like, if you just tell a child, like, how it is from a very young age, you're not letting them have that space to be creative. Like, I love talking to children because I used to be a nanny, and I love sitting there and talking to them. Just let them talk. Because they'll talk about the dumbest things in the world. Like, so it's like, yeah, well, there's the T-Rex, but he hit the car, but the car was flying. It grew wings. And, like, they just start, like, rambling stuff off. But that's all in their imagination. They have this capacity to just think unlimitedly, like, without any limits. And I feel like if you kind of like, for lack of a better word, if you don't lie to them, if you don't let, like, if you put up those walls of this is how it is, this is how it is, that's not how it is, then they'll never really blossom and let their minds just go, which...
I get the whole, like, so fantasy of it, and I think it's really cool when, you know, kids, they do believe in it, and they're like, oh, I'm so excited, and trust me, I would pull that whole, hey, even if it's, like, April, I'd be like, you better not be naughty, or Santa is getting you cold. You know what I mean? Like, I would totally use it against them at the same time, but... I think maybe you have to watch your... I mean, maybe I'll probably, with my children, watch my words really well. Because St. Nicholas was a person or something. I don't know. I haven't
even... Try to teach them more of the traditional...
Yeah. And not... Like, I don't even know.
The history instead of...
And if my husband is super, like, into it, you know, maybe I'm like, you just deal with all that. Or who knows? Maybe my husband's like me and will be like, huh, kids, Santa ain't real. Go tell all your friends on the playground.
Oh, you guys must enjoy a PTA meeting.
That is what I did. Oh, I went to all my friends and I'm like, guess what? All your parents are lying to you too. Santa's not real. And they're like, what? My parents would know. Yeah, go talk to them.
Mm-hmm. You ask them.
Did you ever get like, did like a teacher ever call your parents or anything like that for that? Did you get in trouble? Like, not in trouble, but...
I don't think so. I mean, that's when I first, like, I kind of just moved here and people were not... I was very loud and very opinionated.
No.
And no, I know, right? That's so strange. And no one was used to that here. Mm-hmm. So they
kind of scared people.
I scared people. No, and I was quote unquote a
trouble child.
I was quote unquote a bully, maybe. And now we use that word as a bitch. So that really hasn't changed. Yeah. But I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, this is right. This is wrong. And you guys need to like, I remember one thing. Like, I used to always think, one best friend. You have a best friend. You don't have best friends. Like, I come to Seattle and you guys are all like, let's all hold hands. Then you're my best friend and you're my best friend. And I'm like, mm-mm. No, you like one better. Mm-mm. Like, you have one best.
That's you had one ride
or die. That's how I did it when I was in second grade in New York. So I'm bringing that here right now. And I just remember, like, the parents, they were, and then all the kids were like, well, Sarah says I guess you're my best friend. I actually kind of like you better. Told ya. Told ya. And Santa's not real. Mic drop.
Burn.
Anyway, yes.
I can't wait till you have kids. I totally want to watch this show.
Oh, God. I'm seriously probably going to be, like, the craziest mother. And I'm going, like, I tell my parents, please help me not be so anal and crazy, because I want
to... You're asking me, BJ Shea, to help you not be so anal and crazy.
Well, they raised me super, like, yeah, go dye your hair if you want to dye, do your thing, you know? And I probably, because I'm crazy, and I would be a mom, and so I would be like, you want to dye your hair, really? Like, so I want my parents to be like, do you remember? Just like,
yeah, just
chill,
remind you,
like,
yeah,
mm-hmm, chill.
Do you, like, know what you were doing at that age?
Yeah. Everything doesn't have to be so perfect.
Let your kid live their life and make their own mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then they're gonna learn, and then they'll remember it for next time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, let them get hurt. Let them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Like, when people are like, oh my God, no, it's dirty, don't let them play with it. I'm like, let them, like, as anal as I am about certain, like, cleanliness stuff, like, I let, like, when I have nanny, I'm like, I have to let them get dirty. I have to let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're in a generation, like, the kids, like, the kids that we're going to have, they're going to be raised on iPhones and iPads and stuff like that.
No, they're not. I'm already telling my dad, I am not getting my child. My dad's already like, well, I'm going to buy them one. Like, what? And I'm like, no, you're not, father. No.
Well, like, I mean, like, okay, you're only allowed to read or do educational things on this. Like, I grew up loving reading, so I want to instill that in my kids.
I can't imagine. Can you believe, like, our kids are going to be, like, taking selfies half naked, like, all the time? Like, that disgusts me.
Well, that's why you have to raise them to not be half naked.
Yeah, and that comes on the parents, too.
But here I am, like, when I was 12 years old, what was I for Halloween? I was a go-go dancer. I had, like, half a top on, super high boots. I went to a party, like, and my parents were like, yeah, do what you want. Like, if you want to be a go-go dancer at 12, do it. Like,
yes,
that's where I need to be more, like, chill. Like, if my child wanted, I'd be like, hell no, you ain't wearing that out, you know?
What kind of, like, what did you guys have growing up? Because I had the opposite of what Sarah has. I had very strict rules. Like, when we were talking about, like, oh, the lights, when the street lights go on, that's when you come home. We came home when my mom stepped out of the house and screamed our names. We were like the laughingstock of the whole neighborhood. Like, all the older kids would make fun of us. Victoria! You just hear an echo.
Because my
come running.
My parents grew up in Mexico City. People get kidnapped there a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, growing up, I was always so pissed. I'm like, why can't I? We had, like, a strip of street we were allowed to play on. We weren't allowed to go a certain past a certain point. Even if they're, like, we had a friend that lived, like, on, like, the next block over. We weren't allowed to go all the way to his house. So when we hear, like, the echoing of our mom, we'd, like, run back to take our bikes and race back.
I can, like, picture you and your like, brother.
We're like, crap. Like, and it's because she was so paranoid. She was mm-hmm. so afraid. Like that somebody
totally
would kidnap.
Makes sense.
Like,
yeah.
But when you're 8 years old, you don't understand that. And so I was never allowed to spend the night at people's houses. If she didn't know their parents, and it sucked because I was like, Mom, like, why don't you get to know these people's parents? It's because they had the
or my, call them. That's what my parents.
Yeah.
My mom. I just want to make sure.
Well, like she had the language barrier.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
My dad was always working when I was a kid, so he couldn't really do a lot of that. So the only people I could spend the night at were people from church. Or like family or anybody who spoke Spanish. So I had like a friend from Venezuela that I was like her interpreter in sixth grade.
Okay.
So I was allowed to spend a night at her house, which was literally like 5 minutes from my house. But like that was it because she could talk to her. She could be like talk to the mom and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I couldn't spend the night. I never went to parties. Like the one time I had was invited to my crush's birthday party. Like in seventh grade, like it was somebody else's baptism. She's like, no, we're going to be here and we won't have time to come pick you up. Like, I don't want you to be there too late with a bunch of boys. Like,
wow.
So like, I was very
really strict.
I was very Jeez. Sheltered in that sense. Like, so that's why I'm the big whore I am today.
It's because of you, Mom.
Mom and Dad. No, it's like, well, that taught me that there, like, I learned when I kind of grew up and stuff. I'm like, there's so much more to the world than I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want to ever not experience it. I want to at least try what's out there.
Yeah.
Whether it's sexually, whether it's like parties or people or whatever, I want to go see everything.
Yeah.
And I want to create a balance between what you had and what I had for when I have kids.
Mm.
Like, okay, like I want you to go hang out with your friends. I want you, there's a party in seventh grade. Go have fun.
Yeah.
I'm picking you up at 10 or, you know, whatever, but like that's still kind of a thing.
Well, it's crazy because I feel like my parents like were very, very like lenient and whatever, but they, I think it was weird because I learned with growing with my brother is like every kid is different and everyone needs a different type of
parenting.
Yes, because mm-hmm. my brother is the exact opposite as me, and I'm very disciplined. Like I'm disciplined with myself. Like mm-hmm. if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. If I say I'm not, I'm not. Like that's just I think that's one of those things that I was just in this world with my brother. Is not really like that. So like
he's more Pacific Northwest.
Totally. Like he hated high school, hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Never told anyone about it. Barely graduated, but hated. I hated it. I was very vocal about it. I let everyone know. And my parents were like, okay, let's switch it up. Let's transfer you to a different mm-hmm. high school. And they would do the same thing with my brother, but he just wouldn't say anything, you know?
Yeah.
And my brother is not very disciplined. He will not do like, if you tell him to do something, he'll be, it's on his terms if he wants to do it or not.
Yeah.
So they, like, made him go to Taekwondo and, like, all of this thing, the stuff. So they parented us very differently, which I think was, like, perfect. But I think the way they parented me, like, I needed that. Like, if you tell me, like, not to do something, it's going to make me want to do it even more.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't let me dye my hair, you don't, well, hey, I could go out and get some heroin, you know? Like, I would be very vocal about it. Like, let me dye my hair. This is very PG compared to what my friends
are doing.
I could
do worse.
Yeah. I could do way worse, Mom and Dad. And they're like, okay.
You don't even know.
It's like the show Girls, like, she's, like, living off her parents. Like, her parents are kind of giving her money to live because she doesn't really have a job. Like, I love that show, but, like, the main character, she just, like, you're such a spoiled little T-word.
Oh, yeah.
But she's like, do you realize I could just be on crack right now? This is not so bad. Like, this is the worst I am. This is fine.
Wow. I mean, that's what I think about my brother. Like, my brother and I do not. I mean, we kind of get along. Not really. Like, I always strive for a better relationship. Uh-huh. But I always think, thank God you have your head on straight at least. Like, you know, like, Joey, I need to hug you. You don't screw with any of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You're not. Because I have a lot of friends kind of like that. And I'm like, I could not imagine if that was like my brother.
Yeah.
You know?
Like he's just like, I know what I want to do. I like my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm chill, man.
I'm chill.
What kind of parenting styles did you guys grow up with?
Kind of like Sarah's. Just my parents were lenient, but I earned their respect. And in turn, they gave me a lot of personal freedoms, mm-hmm. but it allowed me to learn a lot younger. But the area that I grew up in, you grew up super fast there.
Which was in California.
Yeah, down in Southern California. You know, I was 12 years old taking SAT classes.
Wow.
What? This girl got brains.
Oh, no. You're preparing for college going in to seventh grade.
Jesus.
So it was just, I mean, I think my experience then growing up here, everybody seems very sheltered up here. I mean, my parents let me go. 11, 12, 13, I was at the beach every single day.
Mm-hmm.
No cell phone, no nothing. Here's, you know, $5.
Which at, the time was like 20.
Yeah, it was a lot of money back then. That could stretch pretty far. But yeah, they just kind of let me do my thing within, I had to have good grades and I had to get my responsibilities done. But it taught me to respect them and to earn things. Yeah. I had to earn those freedoms.
It's like, if I wanted this, that's...
Yeah. And so,
and they knew you weren't probably like a bad kid. They were like, if I give you this freedom, you're not going to abuse
it. Which I mean, like, you did do your bad things.
Yes,
but...
of course. And but, you know, they aren't stupid. And they probably did just... You know, same things I did. I know they did.
Yeah.
And they were very well aware of what was going on. They weren't dumb. They didn't not know. But they knew that, hey, if you get drunk, give us a call. We'll come pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do stupid things. We know you're out there doing them. Just don't get behind the wheel. Be smart about it. Was their biggest thing. And, you know, like I said, I grew up very fast, but it taught me a lot of coping skills that I don't see a lot nowadays.
I feel
with
like
some of the younger generation.
Yeah, the younger generation, like everything is like, oh, you can't tell these kids no, you can't do these things to these kids or say these things to these kids because they're gonna freaking have a whole panic attack and they're not gonna be able to handle like emotionally like the stress is like, oh my God, don't tell me these and you gotta treat me a certain way and blah 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 blah. It's like, honey, do you understand that when you go out to the real world, like it's going to suck.
You need to be tough out there. Yeah. And I think that's why so many people have so much like this problems getting out. They're not prepared for it.
One of the dumbest things I saw, like Tumblr, a Tumblr screenshot, like it was somebody posted. She's like, I think it is totally not racist. Like, it's when you're discriminatory that you won't hire somebody just because they don't have the special skills. You're discriminating against their skills.
Like, oh my God.
Honey, and somebody write, are you serious?
Wow.
Like, that is the whole point. Like, I'm not going to study music theory my entire life and then go into construction and get pissed that they're not hiring me because I don't have the construction skills.
Yeah. That's funny.
Like,
that's
you are so
entitlement
stupid.
Right there.
That's, and I feel like we've bred a lot of, like, it's like the kids right after us.
Well,
the kids that were born, like, in the 2000s and stuff.
Special snowflakes. Each one's unique and different.
If you're one of those people listening, if you're one of the younger adults, I would like to tell you, you are not special. None of us are.
Nope. Sorry. Yeah, that
we are not.
We're not. Just trying to make it through.
We are not unique. For every time you think you're unique, oh, I'm, you know, like for me, I'm like, I'm a Mexican rocker chick that likes comic books. It's like, yeah, there's probably millions of them.
Like, I know.
They're out there. Like, we're not special. Like, it's... But at the same time, you got to make something worth living. You got to make your own.
Live for yourself.
Don't live for like, oh my God, everyone else is going to think I'm special. Live for yourself to like live a great life for your own self. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Melissa, what kind of a family did you have?
I'm curious.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, my parents divorced when I was like 5. So like my mom, I lived with my dad. We moved up to Washington and my mom stayed in San Francisco.
Okay.
So my mom has always kind of bought our love and she would let us do pretty much whatever we wanted and she'd always buy us things.
How many siblings do you guys have?
I have a brother, a younger brother, and then I have 2 stepbrothers, a stepsister, and then a half sister who's 10 years younger than me back in San Francisco.
Whoa.
And just the way that we were all raised, even though like me and my step siblings, we were all in the same house, but we're all like super different. Like we have every high school stereotype you could think of. You know, you have like the troublemaker, the star child, right? Like you know, the youngest one that's trying to rebel. I was the second oldest, and I was considered like the smart one, but not like the super smart one. So
you were just the smart one.
Yeah, no, there were tears. So like I had a lot of freedom. I could go do whatever I wanted, pretty much. Just because I was like the second oldest, and then my older stepbrother, he was the oldest. He always got into trouble. You know, he stole our van and like tried to buy alcohol when he was like 15. So like so he was over there doing that, and then I was off, you know, being good, and I could do whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like. My stepmom was very conservative, and so we weren't allowed to, like, watch a lot of things. We weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons or James and the Giant Peach or Matilda.
Wait, James and the Giant Peach and Matilda? What?
Yeah, I love those movies, too, because the child is being abused
okay.
at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So for some reason, we just couldn't watch those? I don't know.
I know. I feel like, I mean, if you're a child, like, if you've seen, like, displayed, like, if they watch a movie and they're like, okay, they can't handle this, then sure. But it's like, mm-hmm. if you're trying to protect them from the world, you're not doing them a favor.
Yeah.
No. I think.
No. So, like, we were really sheltered. I was really sheltered. I did not know. I never partied in high school. I didn't really know anything about sex. I was super scared of it. I didn't know anything about drugs. I drank maybe once. Like...
but
I could, like, go out and, like, hang out with my friends until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. But we wouldn't be doing bad things. We'd be hanging out at, like, Sherry's, and I'd, like, unhinge all the salt shakers. Oh, like, that was me being bad.
Watch out. We have a badass over here.
As a server, I'm, like, actually really pissed off.
Oh, you're the one, huh?
Damn it, Melissa.
Yeah, I came clean. But, yeah, so that was kind of my childhood. It was kind of mixed, like... We were already very sheltered.
You had freedom, but you were sheltered.
You were kind of like a goody
two-shoes. Always. And then you hung out with us.
Yeah.
You became a bro.
Yeah, when did you, like, find out about sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Right out of college, actually. I had
out of college.
Out of college, because I had a boyfriend all through college, which I do not recommend at all. Like,
what was his name?
His name was Stas. He was Russian.
Stas?
Stanislav.
What? What's up, Stoss?
Mm. Are you hitting on Melissa's ex-boyfriend via the radio? Yeah.
Sloppy seconds, Stoss?
Anyway.
Wait, did you guys do it?
Yes. Oh,
okay. Well, you said out of college.
Yeah, I was not sure. Drinking and drugs.
Like, 18, 19, 20.
Drinking, drugs, and being with more than one person ever was out of college.
Oh, so it was just you and Stoss getting it on. I'm sorry. Not drinking and not doing drugs, just getting it on.
Pretty much, yeah.
Stop.
When did you drink a lot in high school, Sarah?
No, God, no. I did not. I did not drink at all in high school.
When did you start drinking?
I accidentally. Oh,
you must have lost your mind. I can already tell. She's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
No, I did. I mean, like, I was never ever a party. I was always that girl that I was the sober one, but like. Everyone always thought I was drunk just because, like, that's, I guess, personality. How I am. Yeah, so I didn't drink at all in high school. And then I think it was at my friend's birthday. I think it was 19. And I was just having, like a sip of their, like, sips of their drink. Mm-hmm. And it was Four Loko.
Oh, no.
Whoa. I had too many sips of their Four Loko. You guys. Whoa. It was a hotel party in downtown Seattle.
Ooh.
I... was in the hotel one moment. The next moment, I was outside trying to get into a rave. Never have been to a rave. Got my rave name. They actually,
what's,
like,
your rave name?
Bang Bang.
Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. Yeah, so some guy was like, yeah, Bang Bang. And I was like, Bang Bang.
Wait, how do you get a rave name?
So,
like,
you get a
what
rave,
is the process for that?
There's, like, rave there's moms different, and
yeah,
dads.
Yeah, there's rave moms and dads. Typically, it's the person who takes you to the rave. Because I should probably call her up and be like, you never gave me a rave name. Give me a rave name. But I was there, and this woman, she was probably like 18, like 17. I was 17. She's like, oh my God. And I'm like, this is my first rave. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to be your rave mom. And she, like, grabs my hand, puts a bracelet on it. I'm going to name you India because you look like a beautiful Indian woman. And then she walks off. She was so effed up. I don't know on what. She's like, and when she puts the bracelet on my wrist, she's like, never forget. And walks away. And I'm sitting there like, I guess my name is India.
Yeah, this is what they do. So, well, I was outside trying to get into one. There was, like, a bunch of ravers outside or something. And then I was, telling everyone, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what happened, but I'm at the rave. Okay, let's go to the rave. And they were like, this is your first rave. And it's, like, a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got a rave dad or a rave mom or something, and they name me Bang Bang. This is what they do. So they have, like, a bunch of candy on, and those are the bracelets. So, Melissa, give me your hand. So they'll...
They did that. She did that to me, too.
So you give your hand to someone, uh-huh. and then you, like, kind of clasp.
You, like,
and
lock fingers.
You lock fingers, this and then you nice. Take one of your bracelets, and you, like...
Pull it over.
Pull it on. And so my bracelet...
Making a little bridge,
is for
too.
You forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then you're like,
now you're official raver.
Wow.
And then
here's some Ollie.
Give me my hair tie. Yeah. Yeah, here's some Ollie now. Yeah, so that happened. So I never actually went to the rave. Thank the Lord.
Oh, those are fun. I didn't make it that far.
Could you imagine if my first drunk off Four Loko ass went to a rave?
God, you would have been an S show.
Yeah. Woo!
More so. Mm-hmm. I went to
more
two.
So, yeah.
So, like, I only snuck out twice, but when I went to the raves, I never drank because I drove and, like, I was 17 and I didn't want to risk anything. I told my parents I was going to my friend's house to spend the night. And
your one Venezuelan friend
or something. No, I don't think she was. I don't remember whose house I said I was spending the night at. But my friend lived in, I think, Bothell.
Mm-hmm.
So it was far for me. I'd never driven that far. Plus, going to Seattle was even scarier. And this was before GPS. So I had like MapQuest directions.
Yes. You print them out.
Print it out. So we went over and we went twice. And I didn't do any drugs or anything. She didn't either. We were just dancing. You just spend all night dancing until, like, okay, it's over. And it was at Studio 7, both of them.
Oh, nice.
And what was it? Like, one guy was trying to give me a light show. Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
It's like they have, like, the glow sticks, like, around their wrist or even, like, like entangled in their fingers. And they try to do, like, a cool, because they think you're rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll try to, like, trip you out and stuff by like making this really pretty lights show, and I'm sitting there like
I'm completely sober.
He's like doing it in my face, like just, you know, doing this light show, and I'm sitting there like pretending to be high, and I have no idea what a high person looks like because I've never been high. Like I hadn't even smoked pot at that point.
But you're like I'm so sober.
And so I'm like I'm just like I just made my eyes really wide. And I'm just like whoa. Oh. Ooh, like.
Oh. Just sound effects.
My friend like talks to another guy she was dancing with. Like, I wonder if he knows that she's completely sober. And I'm just like,
No, because he's probably totally effed up.
Yeah, so he's just like,
So I'm like, I don't want to be rude. It was like one of my first raves.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I did like months after that go to a $5 holla. That's what they were called. And I'm all about the cheap. So
what's a $5 holla?
It's $5.
$5
to get into a rave. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like underground and like.
Was it Studio 7?
I don't know. It was nasty. And it was
probably Studio 7. Not in a bad way, but like that's the raves at Studio 7 that I remember.
It was such a weird experience. I'm all about like dancing and I love that. So I love that aspect of it. But then like seeing all of these people lined up, because they were like, everyone was just kind of, either you were dancing or you were sitting down effed out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I don't like knowing you are so not in your mind and look like you're about to die. And then I also don't like how, like, let's take a drug to be happy and love each other. And I'm like, why can't we all just be happy and love each other sober?
Because we live in Washington.
Like, I don't know. It was
There's
weird.
No
I was
sunshine
like,
here.
I know.
There's no sunshine when she's gone.
I don't know.
Had to. But I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know if I know it. Wait, what is it?
You don't know that song?
Ain't no sunshine?
No.
She's gone.
And she's always gone.
No.
No. She comes away.
And I know. And it goes on like that.
I know part sounds familiar.
We did a really great interpretation.
I love it.
So
I know.
Queen,
you should know.
Competes with the original, I would say.
But yeah, raves, I don't really think are my jam.
Yeah. All right. So I feel like we covered quite a few topics today
Sorry, I've kind of been like on one of those, let's talk about, just jump here and there, politics.
Let's see, we talked. Politics, how we grew up. We talked about raves. We talked about,
dating. Like how the Vicky ideal would date age the middle difference. Schoolers.
God, I'm gonna punch you, Sarah.
I deserve to be punched. So
in the boob, the left one.
Oh, not the left. That one needs to grow a little. So it'll
no, that's the bigger
swollen.
One. Because
no,
that's
my
where
right
your heart...
one's always bigger.
What?
I mean, not always.
Like
I mean,
for
I guess
every person. like for every girl, the left boob's always supposed to be a little
my
bigger because
right
that's where your heart
bigger.
Is.
Oh,
huh, or my right one is bigger. Why are
we like grabbing our chest right
now? You guys have never just stared at your boobs in the mirror and like been like, this one is definitely.
I can't tell. Mine aren't like
super that long. Yeah. Like Okay, yeah.
You guys never just like
they're
in the shower,
there.
Like, yeah. You don't
They're
wow.
tender right now. Oh, God, guys.
Oh, God. Mine's feeling, I'm wearing such a push up bra. Let's get real. You could punch it when you see it.
Push up bra and no underwear.
No underwear and her freaking baggy hoodie sweater. I'm like, why are you wearing a push up bra? We can't see them boobs.
Because, just in case you want to feel them.
Sarah's always ready.
Hence the no panties.
Well, today's been an interesting episode. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next time. Or talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye.